KN4BWA. Mobile.
4WQQ.
Are you still getting gas?
Filling in line.
Man, son, you at Sam's or Costco?
I go out of my way to go to Sam's.
Woodruff Road.
4.
Back are you?
5.
And how long have you been in line?
About 2 minutes.
Well, that's not so bad. So what are they charging over there? $2.92. Here in Edmond for $2.90. See, I think it's $2.96 or $2.98, and not wait in line. For 2 cents a gallon, I think I can bear up. What have you got planned this weekend, Steve? I'm going to go to a 5-year-old baseball game in the morning at 9 o'clock. And as soon as I get done with that, I've got a radio control club meeting at 2. And beyond that, I think I'm at Sue's Mercy.
1 at 9 and then at 11. I don't know about that 1 and 11, but anyway, I was hoping to get on the worldwide net.
What time does that net start?
12 to 3:30.
Meeting that takes more than 30 minutes is nothing but people listening to their own voices. You can't figure it out in 30 minutes. Something wrong.
Well, worldwide check-in, they go continent by continent, and then in the continent, all the different countries, and then the U.S., there's 10 time zones. We do all them. So it takes quite a while.
No, I'm talking about your meeting at 11 o'clock. You know, those type of meetings, it shouldn't take more than 30 minutes to get stuff hashed out.
Baseball game. They didn't play for a whole week, and they're making up the games.
You said you had a meeting at 11. Okay. Well, now that'll take more than 30 minutes, but it'll definitely be worth it.
Usually hit the U.S. around 1:30 or so.
Kids out for pizza with the team after the game?
And no, negative.
Well, come on, Grandpa. Hey, there in Malden.
Sunset, that's the big one that's across from the library.
Remember where the library in Malden is?
That's the QT on the right going towards 85, and this is on the road right across from there. There's a little bar and pub on the corner.
I think I know about where you're talking about. Kind of over there off of Butler Road.
Butler.
Sounds like fun. So wait till they get a little size on them and they start playing some serious ball. And then they start playing some traveling baseball. You'll be going all over the place to see them play.
I did all that with the swimming business, so I know exactly what's involved. One did it in college, so that's where we did a lot of travel.
Where did you go to college?
Greenville, North Carolina. I should know what it is, but, you know, the mind goes.
Carolina, that's it. Eastern Carolina University.
That's it. Well, I got to get out. I'm going to have to start pumping gas. So, KN4WQQ73.
KN4VWA, clear and mobile.
This morning, this afternoon, Steve, W2T stationary.
Rusty, you got to be specific. Are you talking to KN4WQQ, Steve, or are you talking to KN4VW, Steve?
Well, since the other one said he had to get out and buy gas, it obviously is you.
No. It could be him. What's up, Rusty?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here trying to figure out some paperwork on the computer.
You just have too much fun.
Yeah, right. I could do with a little less sometimes.
What?
Nobody would have me.
There. Oh, let's go to Costco.
Don't and didn't lose nothing there. How about that?
Tell you what, they've got really good steaks.
Sure they do. And I'll just, you know. So anyway, and so you got to go there and pick you up some steaks, huh?
Every 5 or 6 months, I'll go in and I'll spend about, $300-$400 on, like a, sirloin that's like, somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 or 7 pounds that's uncut, and then I'll get a slab of, Delmonico, and then possibly, if I got enough money left over, I don't know what prices are like since everything's been going insane here lately. I may try to get a slab of ribeye, and then I'll take them home and cut them up, vacuum seal them, and freeze them, and that way I got steak for the next 6 months, and I buy it in bulk like that. And my wife went into Ingles yesterday, and they've got really good meat, too. But she come in complaining, said, if we don't go to Costco, we ain't going to be able to afford no meat.
Like I said, I don't have Costco. I have Sam Club membership. I could go there and all. But when I'm only buying for one, you know, I do what I need to, so. Anyway, just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello.
Save a good bit of money like that buying in bulk. And what Sue and I figured out was the fact that if you buy it in bulk, cut it up and put it in the vacuum sealed bags, we got one of those vacuum sealers, it lasts close to a year. And plus, we can do meals that way. She'll do a 8x9x13 pan of lasagna, and we'll eat about a fourth of it for supper, and then vacuum seal the rest of it. And man, let me tell you what, I come home for lunch, I throw a big chunk of that in the microwave, and it's just like having it fresh. She does great. She's a fine cook.
Oh, I know. I do that same thing. I got one of the vacuum sealers, so, I do that and, get things done so that, it does that, and I have a lot of stuff around. I've got a chicken breast in there thawing right now to put in the air fryer here later, and I've got a steak in there, and I'll go get, when I get paid next week, I'll go purchase a bunch of stuff and seal and put it in there, and I've got a couple of marinating things that I can seal stuff in, and you know, it's I do a lot of that too.
Yeah, since it's just the two of us, we have the same problem, because a lot of times these recipes are set up for a family. So anyhow, yep, it's convenient to do it that way. What else is going on? Anything special? What do you got planned for the weekend?
Nothing. I think I got to call a 20-meter net tomorrow afternoon, I believe. I don't know. singing at church tomorrow morning. Choir's doing an anthem, so on Sunday morning, so I got to be there. I don't know. I'll just have to see what happens, you know. I did some yard work yesterday, trimming some trees and getting things like that done, so got that out of the way. So that way I don't run underneath the trees and beat the heck out of my antenna on the top of my car.
I've got to straighten an antenna on my old car right now from that very thing. So what kind of nets are on 20 and 40?
Well, you need to go online to that 3905ccn.com website I've told you about. We've got nets on 20, 40. We've got nets on 20 meters, 40 meters, 75 meters, and 160 meters starting the first of next month. So we cover all the bands. We cover CW, sideband, PSK, RIDI, all of that on all of our different nets. Go online and look there. We got a lot of good nets. And we are working all states of DX Awards Net, so, you know, we help people get their WASs and things like that. That's how I got my worked all states on 75 meters, was on that net. And worked Alaska at about 1:30 in the morning, and worked Hawaii at about 3 in the morning. So, you know, we had people getting on. And that's the way I got my WAS on 75 meters.
Well, I can go look them up. I was just curious which ones you were on. So, all right. Well, good enough. I'm going to bail out on you. I'm going to motor my way on down to Costco in Sparkleburg and see what I can find. So, anyhow, have a good afternoon. Have a good weekend. And don't lose your voice for the Nets. I'll talk to you soon. KN4 VWA, clear after your final.
All right, we'll catch you later. You have a good day. Don't spend all your money in one spot. W2T.